Insider Josh Fournier. I was listening. You were on, I don't know, 9:30 or so last night. I feel like you could have stayed on the air till midnight and people would have still been calling in, man.
I planned on it. I was down to stay on, but we got the hook a little late. So we had a good time last night, hoping that the good times continue to roll.
How about, I mean, this bullpen, it's almost funny to think about how we talked about them throughout much of the season. I know it's a different group of guys than the last time they played the Yankees, and certainly even at the beginning of August. But to now look at them as one of the biggest reasons, if not the reason why they were able to have the success they did in this series against Baltimore, it's pretty remarkable, the turnaround here.
Yeah, you look at the last 19 games, an ERA around 1.5. The first 147 games, an ERA around 4.5. So a 3-run drop in the team's ERA just in the last 3 weeks when it comes to that bullpen. And of course, it is just a bunch of different faces that weren't there in April and May and June, started to show up in July, and now are all oozing with confidence. I mean, Angel Zerpa is going so right now. He strikes a dude out while breaking the guy's hand. Zerpa, Schreiber, Long, I mean, whoever comes out of that bullpen you feel good about. And obviously Matt Quatrero does as well, because the guys are coming into spots. Listen, I'm not saying that I was cheering on Q's decision to pull Seth Lugo. And I understand that in the fourth inning, he was leaving some fastballs up, and he did it again to Cedric Mullins in the fifth. But, you know, I've said it countless times on this show, I'm riding with these starting pitchers the third time through the lineup before I trust anybody outside of Lucas Ursek in that bullpen. That's even with the evidence of Long and Bubich, Zerpa, Schreiber, and the rest. I'm still Team Reagans, Team Waka, Team Seth Lugo.
Same.
So Q put himself out there by bringing Zerpa into that bases-loaded spot with only one out. Great job by Zerpa. He gets out of it, and yeah, Q looks like a genius, but man, and he is doing a great job, him and his coaching staff, but it's about execution, right? Q wasn't an idiot in April and May. He's not a genius now. His players are just flat out executing in all phases, not just the bullpen, but the little things at the dish, on the base paths, defensively. Man, if this bullpen keeps it up, they're one of, if not the most well-rounded team left in the American League.
Vern, how do you think they match up specifically an early look at the Yankees? We saw them just 3 weeks ago. I went back and looked through those games. You know, the first game they lost 10-4, but it's 4-4, and then Stratton and MacArthur both give up three. The second game they win easily, 5-0, and then the third game it goes all the way to 11. Do you think this is a pretty fair fight if the game is between both stadiums versus that game or that those series of games being at Kauffman?
To me, every fight is a fair fight. I never really, when you're built the way that the Royals are, when you perform the way that they have for a majority of the season around pitching, defense, team speed, and the best damn player on the planet, I really don't care who's in the other dugout with how they're playing. Cleveland, Detroit, take your pick. Waka, Reagans, Lugo handing it off to a red-hot bullpen with a defense that's making plays, an aggressive base-running unit, and an offense right now that, you know, Vinny Pasquantino doesn't see big league pitching for a month, and he's 2-for-7 in the playoffs with a pair of walks and a stake. Yeah, they match up well against the Yankees. They match up well against the Dodgers. They match up well against the Phillies. If they're going to play like this, they match up well against everybody.
Yeah, I don't think the Royals, or the Yankees, I should say, want to be playing the Royals at all after watching what just happened.
Did you hear Denny, by the way?
He said basically, what, beware? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Yankees beware, and he said it like 5 times. And if Denny's going to be that confident,
so
man,
ominous,
my confidence,
man,
is through the roof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Denny saw all those fights, though, man. He lived through when this was a rivalry in the 70s.
Yeah.
And the 80s. But Vern, the truth is, the Yankees haven't mattered in postseason baseball in 15 years. So if they blow it again this time to the lowly Royals,
well,
is how I think the Yankees.
They
well,
just
sure.
haven't won.
Sure, but they haven't
been to
the World
they've
Series.
They've been a factor in the postseason, sure.
The
sure,
Astros just
still
have been had their number over the last
right
10 years or whatever,
yeah,
it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say about the Yankees. The hatred that fans like, that remember the 70s and 80s, that remember those battles, But people like us that grew up with Jeter and Bernie and them winning three straight World Series and seemingly going every single season, we remember the evil empire, but we're also getting up there somewhat. This generation that I'm hearing from now on the post-game show that consistently tells me how old they were in 2014 and 20. Oh, Vern, I was in second grade listening to you in 2015.
Oh, no.
I've been getting that a lot. They have no reason to hate the New York Yankees if you really think about it. Generation has zero reason to despise the Yankees. Honestly, they should like them. Aaron Judge is likable. Juan Soto's likable. The New York, New York song at the end is likable. If you don't remember their dominance, they're not really all that hateable. Maybe Aaron Boone is. I could see people not liking him. But outside of that, why hate the Yankees?
That might be true. And obviously, I come from the other perspective, but you're talking about much younger kids. I think some of it is still like New York sports fan, East Coast sports fan, and just how they feel towards Kansas City. That to me should be enough for anybody to hate
Coast versus Midwest
to hate the Yankees or whatever. But back to on the field, like I hear you about the bullpen, and obviously the starting pitching has been sensational. But can they win this series if the offense is putting up three runs every two games? Though I just don't see that happening.
No, it's going to be tough. Yeah, it'll be tough, but certainly, yeah, they can. They can win that. Again, Gerrit Cole's a stud, but they have the same question marks in their bullpen. Right? Their fans are more nervous about their relievers than we've become with the Royals' relief corps. You remember Luke Weaver? Remember that bozo that standing on the national anthem, that stare down BS with Mike Matheny? He's their closer now. He's their best reliever. Now, we'll see if Luis Gil moves out to the bullpen. They could have a good arm out there. But outside of Gerrit Cole, I think this Royals pitching staff can match zeros or match whatever New York does. So, two runs here, three runs there. Yeah, that could be enough to win. Is it a great recipe, score one run and hold on? No, but that's obvious.
We can get one more in here, Vern, from you, then we can let you go. We know you're busy. You got to get ready for the Yankees game. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. When you look at what the offense hasn't done, who is it that you want to see more out of the most? We know that Vinny and Bobby have been doing their job, but Salvi will go through stretches like this. I know you'd say the captain generally, but MJ, Massey, I mean, who do you need to see more offensively out of these next couple of series or next couple of games?
Well, Massey's been terrific.
He's been good.
Bobby's a star. Vinny's fantastic. Salvi's been squaring them up, man. If you go back to game one, he hit three rockets. Yesterday's game, he's hit by a pitch, a single, and a ninth inning rocket. Yuli Gurriel, I guess, would be my answer. But 1-for-3 in the opener, including a double play, 0-for-4 yesterday. MJ, you would like a lefty bat getting right in New York, obviously, but Vinny and Massey seem to be right, so I can wait on MJ Melendez, especially if he's going to be making great plays out in left field.
Yeah.
You know, Renfro, Gurriel, I guess those would be the two that come to mind, but again, man, my feet have been up for weeks. There's just absolutely nothing to worry about if you're a Royals fan right now.
Vern, appreciate it, man. Get a little rest if you can, and then we'll check in tomorrow with you.
Quick heads up, tonight, 6 to 8, an ALDS special. Royals assistant general manager Scott Sharp going to stop by, and many more tonight on 96.5 The Fan.